You're listening to UnitedWeStrike.com Radio. Don't buy, don't comply. Ask why. UnitedWeStrike.com Radio.
This is Sky Cubby. Aloha and welcome to Medicinal Foods Radio. I'm beaming in via satellite from another gorgeous day out here on the big island of Hawaii. About to island hop with my family over there to Maui to host another cacao ceremony. We just had one on the big island here. We're about to do one with Lakshmi and Ananda on our Altar of Love weekend. Yes, cacao does have the profound ability to open the heart, and it is abundant in PEA, phenylethylamine, the love chemical. These ceremonies are quite lovely, healing, and heart-opening. So if you'd like to host one in your area, just let me know at skykubby, skykubby, at gmail.com. And then I'm on to the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton next weekend. So if you're around the LA area, I hope to see some of the listeners here in person. So come by our booth and let me put some raw chocolate in your mouth. Today we have an amazing guest, Kathleen Miller. I've said before, my favorite medicine is energetic, and Kathleen embodies this next level healing. Kathleen is an intuitive health practitioner with a wealth of specialized training, with an emphasis on intuitive, meaning she can tune into your body and what's going on in there, identify the blockages and exactly where they are, and share what you can do to help unblock them and get your energy moving freely. So my session with her was amazing. She went straight to which chakra was blocked. We cleared them up, and believe it or not, friends, immediately the headache was that I was feeling for about a week was gone. So she also made some on-the-spot recommendations for supplements, and not only which supplements, but the ideal time for my body to take them and assimilate them the best. So before we get started, I want to thank my beloved Oma for that beautiful introduction, and stay tuned at the end of the show for one of her original songs. This one is the Healing of the Ancestors, so I think appropriate for what we're going to be covering in this radio show. Also, thank you, Matt Navarro, for producing such a great show. I truly am honored to be a part of this United We Strike family, and pleasure to share the airwaves with other great hosts from Switzerland, the UK, Ireland, Chile, and New Zealand. A shout out to the listeners of Wolf Spirit Radio, AwakeRadio.us, and American Freedom Radio. We're coming together to uplift, educate, and inspire people to free themselves from the globalist agenda of what Matt calls the stinky New World odor. We talk on the show about a war being waged against the people, and one of the weapons they use against us is food. The power trippers and their greedy corporations have also hijacked our water, air, and seed supply, and seem to stop at no expense to keep us in their grip of sick care. So just follow the money all the way to the banksters, and you'll see why they don't really want cures, and why they want to keep us in the West in a perpetual state of sick care. So here we are reclaiming our sovereignty from this epidemic of malnutrition, toxification, Also on this particular show, we'll talk about clearing the energies behind a lot of this dis-ease that's at the base, this energetic imbalance. Our guest today reads that energy and helps you to come back into balance. So you'll learn some tools yourself to be able to read your energy field and tune in with exactly what your body needs. I created Medicinal Foods to share what I learned along my quest for health as I woke up to the depth of my own mind-body-spirit connection in relation to the food I put in, as well as the water, the lifestyle, and the surrounding energetic currents. So take a look at the products we have over at medicinal-foods.com. I really wish I had these tools when I was overcoming my own chronic asthma, lung infections, and candida. You'll discover decadent raw chocolate, nutrient-dense superfoods, tonic herbs, nano-medicinal mushrooms, and more. These products have stood the test of time for myself and so many others and helped me attain the radiant health that I'm so glad to be able to share with you today. Grab my free gift of the Revitalizing Cacao Cleanse, as well as a free chapter from my ebook, The Raw Chocolate Diet, all about raw chocolate, over at medicinal-foods.com. You'll learn how to cleanse virtually every organ in your body. One thing I learned is that you won't experience the amazing results of cleansing if you don't begin. So the raw chocolate diet makes cleansing fun. You'll learn how to transition into a cleanse drinking a delicious chocolate superfood smoothie called Cacao Elixir in combination with colon cleansing chia seeds, to basically get you feeling lighter and healthier than ever, clearing the way for deeper cleansing. You'll also learn the two minerals cacao is packed with that 80% of Americans are deficient in. So on to our guest today, Kathleen Miller, an intuitive medical practitioner, life coach, author, and wellness expert. She guides private and group VIP clients internationally in addiction and cancer recovery, intuitive wellness, improved relationships, and career success. As a leading healthy lifestyle and law of attraction expert, Kathleen intuits guidance on any subject to improve every area of life for her clients. As a gifted medical intuitive, she directs energy with profound results experienced in person, or in my case, my session with her, at a distance for clients around the world. Kathleen is also a big fan of Cacao Elixir and other medicinal foods products, so get ready to upgrade your life. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sky. It's wonderful to be here. And absolutely, I'm such a fan of all of your products. I think I've tried almost everything, but the elixir is something I use, especially right now. It's 20 degrees here today, so for me, that is my go-to warm-up drink. I recommend it, as well as the yin tonic, and many of the tonics are, especially the mushroom. I'm a big fan of the mix is another really good one. So those are all, I use them personally. I never recommend anything I don't use personally. I always check out companies and backgrounds to be sure that, you know, it's really of integrity. And I just have to say, you know, it really, everything I have tried from you, I'm a bit addicted to the cacao mac nuts, I have to say. Those are my new favorites of all time. And so, but all of them, really, I'm just so grateful to have found it, because I buy supplements from around the world. So I seek out the very best. And really, for raw cacao, your stuff is the very best.
Awesome. I think the mac nuts are getting a name in the underground community called crack nuts. the new product coming out is the chocolate-covered salted sprouted almonds, so look forward to those. But thank you so much. I know you have such high integrity, and it means a lot coming from you that you appreciate these products. So how did you get into being an intuitive health counselor? Were you like the wounded healer, similar to me, whose health issues led you to develop empathy for others?
You know, I actually am a born medium. When I was very young, from as early as I can remember, I could see energies around people. I saw and felt and heard and smelled and tasted and touched. I would touch people and get all kinds of information about their body. I saw things that other people couldn't see. And then it was very confusing because I didn't understand that everybody didn't have that. So it was a bit confusing growing up with those abilities. And then at the same time, I also, you know, really chose a... I call it the master soul family, where you have a lot of dysfunction and challenges, but it's all perfect for you to really stretch and be really, you know, inspired into so much more. So it's a really powerful catalyst by not having certain dynamics in that early life. So yeah, there's definitely some wounded aspects there and some early life traumas that I overcame, but it's part of now how I am so powerful in a lot of trauma recovery with others, where some therapists may not even take a client on or, you know, really have really in-depth skills to cope. I'm very comfortable and at ease with it because I've already been through it myself. So I'm a bit, you know, so I've had a unique path, but, you know, part of empowerment is being able to really transmute anything that happens along the way and really, you know, alchemize that into something that's useful. And so for those practitioners out there that have come from that wounded space, you know, when you can really, really shapeshift it into, you know, this all was really divine and happening, and you know, and it really inspired me into so much more and so much further, then it's really serving you. Because even at 2 weeks old, my parents took me to the doctors and said, you know, she's not digesting anything. I basically was just throwing up everything. And they said, you know, we just don't really have alternatives. It's this or this. And so basically they didn't really know what else to do. So I grew up with a lot of digestive challenges, and that really, you know, made for an uncomfortable upbringing. And so I sought out those natural alternatives from even early teens. I was thinking, you know, there's got to be another way. This is just, and I'm sure it sounds like you did as well, where you just started to gravitate towards just something else that was natural.
I think I was about 15 years old reading The Yoga of Herbs off my dad's shelf and boiling, trying ginger, trying anything that would work that could maybe get me some relief. At 6 months old, I had double pneumonia, and I definitely suffered early on in my life, and it gave me incredible empathy to compassion for others and care to really want to help people. So I know that worked from my standpoint, but I know that you are a gifted healer, and my experience with the session with you was really opening and totally amazing. I know that you have this psychic ability to tune in with people. I know also that you've answered about four of my questions I had written down already before even asking you. So I could just be quiet and let you just, you know, roll on from here. But I appreciate that. And I think that I want to get into now I take it everyone has these kind of abilities, maybe not to the level that you have them developed, but are there some things that that people can do themselves to awaken this inner sight or just a greater sensitivity to what their body needs that we could go into?
Absolutely. And I do work on that. I have many health practitioners come to me. I work with not only regular medical doctors, but also a lot of alternative practitioners that are just really cross-training, getting insights, but have their own personal issues they're always refining as well. And so part of whether somebody's coming to me to just improve their own body work or if they're coming to really open that area and say, you know, another thing that comes to mind there too is I get a lot of corporate burnouts that are really in that sort of dark night of the soul area where, you know, their body's just not keeping up with the travel and the deadline pressure, and they're really seeking out, okay, what's another way? And so that really does take opening the intuitive to really tune into, well, you know, all those things they've been ignoring, which is the overdrive of most of society, honestly, or seemingly the way to success when it doesn't have to be that at all. And part of the wellness explosion is people finally waking up and saying, okay, what is balance? And what does that look like with food? And what does that look like with, you know, home to work balance? And what does my body need? Because most people are really not in tune with that. And one of the things I find so fascinating, even with really very advanced yoga practitioners and people that run powerful practices, is that they will come in and they're not grounded themselves. And they say, oh, no, I'm grounded. And I start to laugh because they're grounding through their mental body, thinking that they're grounded right. And not physically grounded. And that's a different thing. It's a concept of grounding more so than really physically being grounded. And so that's
something. I can get that problem.
Yeah,
you know, too stuck in my head, and it's our culture that creates this this burnout and this, you know, hamster in the wheel kind of thing. So how does someone tune in enough to actually be able to ask their body what it needs and to give themselves the balance that they really need to be a functional human being on this planet?
You know, one thing I say the easiest go to is just 5 minutes of uninterrupted silence. If you want to meditate, if you want to pray, you know, if you want music that's non-lyrics, because lyrics will stimulate the left brain, so you want something that's either ocean or nature sounds or just quiet, and you just stop thought and allow yourself to just have that space of becoming into presence, grounding yourself consciously in that presence. And I'm just always amazed at, because I work with a lot of clients regularly, but also other clients that come in where there's just this resistance to do that or to do it on a regular basis. And or it takes a crisis where, okay, now I'll slow down and stop and pause for a second. But it's really those self-care fundamentals that if you just are taking the time to tune in, to ground yourself daily, to tune in and say, what does my body need? I mean, I have a very instantaneous kinesiology where I can do it intuitively. So I can test for myself personally. I can wave my hand across. I mean, I have several between tinctures and supplements and raw foods and all kinds of things. I can wave my hand across 50 products and go right to what my body needs. And then not even look at what the recommended dosage is and just tune into, okay, I need 2 drops of that. I need 1 piece of that. And it's more homeopathic. And I really believe that that's where, you know, part of just getting that really precise, very specific formula personally in that intuitive is different for everybody. There is no one right diet. There is no one right supplementing route. And you know, I've been a full raw foodist. I've also been many other extreme diets all across the board. And what I've come to realize is there's times my body wants air and wildflowers. And there's times
I love that about you, that you're not dogmatic like that, and that you get the raw chocolate diet, that it's kind of a hook to get people into a really balanced, full body, you know, cleansing and whole foods kind of approach to things, eating. But so what is it about, I mean, people can actually, they can do this. Do you think they just need to give themselves permission to trust that they can wave their hands over some supplements and get the intuitive hit themselves, that's the right thing for them? Do they just need to give themselves permission, you think?
I think it is a practice, and of course I say that with the common sense aspect too, because, you know, I never advise medically. I always say, you know, learn to tune in, but also use obvious common sense with everything too, because what's really completely supportive for one can be toxic for another. So to be able to really, you know, gauge that, but to learn how to listen to those body cues, you know, the easiest tip I could give is, you know, just when you go to the grocery store, just see what, just walk across everything that's fresh and in season, and just notice, instead of what most people get, the same regular things, and make the same within range regular things, and just let your body just gravitate towards one thing that it's going to show you that it wants, instead of you thinking, here's something healthy, I'm going to put it in my basket. To really go and say, okay, and kids are phenomenal at this. I used to let my kids show me what you want, and they would just, I want 10 packs of blueberries. I want, you know, I want radishes. And I thought, oh my gosh, I would never pick that up. That's great. That's perfect. And so it shows me by what they pick what's going on in their body, or what they're needing to balance at that time. So that's where I think really anybody could, you know, just tune in and play with that. Because intuitive is a muscle. It is a second sight that you take time to develop. I mean, even when my gifts, I really always had them, but when I began to, you know, the universe began to bring people for me to work with, I remember being very daunted by the power of it, like, because of, wow, this is really such a big influence on somebody's life. And I want to just have the utmost, you know, integrity and respect with that, because that's a lot of power. And I don't want, you know, I want to empower others. I don't want to be the answer for someone. I want to help them plug into their own answers, because everybody, of course, has their own answers. And so that's where, you know, my work is to definitely guide along the way, because I think to get that confirmation is really helpful. And especially when I began to work, I just got so much validation and confirmation of stuff that really, I was like, really, really? that it encouraged me, and it was that confidence building piece that it let me go further and go further, and that was, you know, now 15 years ago.
Well, you confirmed for me the things that I was intuitively wanting to take for my body, and you went right to it, and that made me feel like, gosh, you know, I really just gotta trust these intuitive hits more, and it helped me to develop my intuition more. You know, we gave a palette of superfoods to our daughter Star, and we just let her pick from goji berries, and for some reason, kids just love the chlorella tablets. You know, and another thing that that we just learned recently is that this nutritionalist, his daughter was really just craving fruit, and a certain kind of fruit. And, you know, a lot of people have their ideas about what they think their child needs, especially programmed into us by the corporate military structure of the food pyramid that's just completely opposite and unhealthy and is designed to create dis-ease. And so he researched the fruit, the specific fruits that she was craving and just asking for all the time, and it had the exact minerals that when he did her blood test that she was deficient in.
Wow.
So it is amazing if we can, you know, bypass, we're just such a programmed mental society, and we can get so stuck in our head. So That's a great thing about cacao, because it's the most chemically complex food there is, and it literally opens the heart. With the nitric oxide, dilates blood vessels up to 30%. So it ends up with the like we mentioned before, the PEA, the phenylethylamine, the love chemical. It's so heart opening and a really good medicine for right now. They say that cacao plant appears on the earth when the earth is in need of healing. So it's awesome that you get it and appreciate the cacao. And you're so right, everybody is different and everyone has different needs. So you kind of teach a man to fish in a way, because you help them. It's good to have a guide, and it's also to have some support, to some reminders, you know. So what are some simple things people can do to scan themselves? I mean, you mentioned, you know, just going after what is in season and intuitively feels good as far as foods, but what about some parts of the body that may be off? And, you know, what can people do to look inward?
Definitely. And I do this with clients, especially ones that come to me anywhere from something they're watching medically to stage four or even terminal. I have some clients that come from Mayo Clinic and they've just said, you know, you've maxed on chemo. You've just got to really, you know, look outside the box from here. And some of those people have found me in that search. And with that, I do work in quantum field with clients, helping them to show themselves that they're able to tap into whether it's a tumor or, you know, a chronic condition in the body or a system that's really down or off. And part of that, which is such powerful work because it really can have instantaneous improvements. And I've seen it diagnostically really improve blood work and white cell count and so on and so forth. So that's something that to me, if you have something really chronic, it can be a little bit trickier because you can be a little bit in the way. But for just basic pains or headaches or cramps, those can be easier, I think, to really just say, okay, you know, what is this really about? What am I, if this pain was a message for me, what is it? If this is, you know, if this imbalance or this sort of bit of a pattern that's happening was getting my attention, what am I showing myself? And what happens, especially with so much programming around, oh, there's a pain, stop it, you know, and just to immediately medicate, most people have kind of, you know, really dumb down those receptors to be able to not only follow it, but shift it. And people think it's like, people laugh at me because I think, you know, I haven't taken Advil in, I don't know, 15 years. And they say, what? Like, everybody does that. Everybody has that. And it's like, no, they don't. And if you learn how to be really in tune in your body and shift energies within and around you, it's possible to deliver a baby and not need Advil after, which I've done twice. I know many other women have done very well. But that's a real empowered, reinforced setting of harmony that is happening. And that really is ensuring future wellness. I mean, that's what I say about when you develop intuitive know-how of your body-mind connection, that is, in my opinion, one of the best insurance policies you can have for future wellness, because you have a heads up way, way down the road, where most people wait until something really manifests in the third dimension where it's a cellular problem, and that's when there's more work to do to correct that. And not that
we talk about... Mm-hmm. We talk about sovereignty on the show, and, you know, how much more sovereign can you get than actually being able to diagnose yourself? And, you know, I want to encourage people to do a session with Kathleen. She's like a massive amplifier. Like, you'll learn to be able to tune in yourself, but for her to be able to, you know, if you don't quite get it, she'll be there. She'll see it. And so just in case people have to drop off, can you give your contact info or your website so people could contact you if they wanted a session?
Yes, thank you. It's intuitivelifestylesuccess.com. Or if that's too hard to remember, it's also holisticmedium.com. That might be a little easier for some of you to remember. But either one of those will get you to the site. Yeah, thank you.
All right, so... All right, so people get these this image or sound, or what are they looking for when they ask themselves, what is this about? Why do I have this pain, or why do I have this disease? What are they waiting for? Or do different people get the message in different ways?
Absolutely. And it really is part of what I'm so passionate about in my private session work, because it's never the same process twice. It really is. People are so incredibly unique. The matrix is different for each individual between all of their experiences up to now, their physical constitution, their genetic makeup, what their lifestyle is. So you have all of these factors that are really blended into that equation of perhaps cancer or perhaps depression or what have you. And so wherever anyone is, and I have many clients that are really healthy, they're just seeking to really develop and master consciousness further too. So it's not necessarily being ill. Sometimes it's really some emotional stuff or just wanting to go to another level of spiritual mastery within the self and just another attunement level, because that's infinite for all of us. And is where, you know, that's sort of the adventure of life is what's, you know, what can I develop and tap into next? So I really love that front wave of consciousness. But to circle back to your question, you know, really, it is really different. Sometimes people see very bizarre imagery and we just play with it. And then what I notice is when we start playing with it, their physical body will start having a very interesting reaction to that. Sometime in the area of where, you know, a tumor is, sometimes in an entirely different part of the body. So to me, I just follow the energy, and if it's going somewhere else, I realize, okay, there's just more to this that's, you know, the body's stuck in several different places, and it's not, even though it's encapsulated here in this one area where it's manifesting as a tumor in the stomach, per se, for one example, what's going on in the leg is part of where this person's really stuck in life, which is why there's so much stagnant energy and this is backing up and really now a very, you know, acute physical problem. So my work is to really play with that with them while also directing certain electrical and magnetic frequencies to be able to, you know, release those energies at the level they're willing to release it. Because with any manifestation, oftentimes people are getting some sort of kind of twisted benefit out of it. And that's where consciousness gets really interesting, because you have to pose the question, you know, what are you getting out of being sick? Why did you create this? Which really for some people is a wild question. What do you mean? I didn't create this. But part of being empowered takes that willingness to own everything that's happening in your life, in your body, in your world, in your relationships. And when you can stand at the center, you know, one thing I always say, you don't get one step of empowerment until you're 0% out of victim. And so that first step into it, and we all have it. We all have those little areas of cleanup, if you will, where we still want to have excuses and we don't want to really own all of this over here. And that's where it's, you know, that's part of the game of life.
And it's hard work to look at those fingers that are being pointed out to others of what we don't like, and to turn those inwards, you know, one finger going out, three are coming back, and to look at the things that we don't like about other people and realize that we really don't like that about ourselves, and to the degree that we are polarized of really not liking something as far as it triggering us, that's usually where we got to start to look. And it's hard to look at those things, but it is part of being empowered. So you answered some more questions ahead of time, but the energetics of the same energetics apply to health as they do with wealth?
Yes, and business too. One, you know, when you look at, if you create a business, and that's a separate energetic entity outside of you, it's an extension, you're connected to it, but once it's really out there, it's a website, it's a storefront, it's a, you know, people are moving through it, transactions are moving through it, then it's its own energy. And that's another thing that I really have, it's just so exciting to work with all kinds of different businesses and to be able to look at the business and say, okay, you know, here's the dynamic of whether it's issues with personnel or the, you know, just income flow and cash flow and what's going on in your consciousness, why that's working or it's not working. And that's another one that's just, it's really fascinating. And it also really is a lot of soul work too, because it's not just around business. It's more of, I'm really, very excited about helping people get into their soul path. And that is business for a lot of people, because if you're providing for others, that comes back and takes care of you. It lets you live a very happy, healthy life. And that's the name of the game. You know, we're not going to really be able to change much if we're not empowered, you know, not only physically, but also financially in our lives. So it is important, and it is relevant to, you know, healthy success. And it can be done in a very high integrity, loving, you know, benevolent way.
It's actually one of the reasons that we're on this show together right now, because although I love the products I've created for Medicinal Foods, and it does get me excited, it's definitely part of my dharma, so to speak. What I'm more passionate and excited about is this kind of energetic consciousness, frequency-based medicine, and especially the stuff that gets into higher consciousness. You know, I created these products because a lot of them, some of the ones that you mentioned, like the medicinal mushrooms and some of the other products on the site, get people feeling really good so they can get into those states where meditation can be even more impactful, like the spirit tonic. You know, we've evolved with these herbs for thousands of years, and our body intuitively knows what to do with them, like the love tonic you mentioned, the Wumian nutritive love tonic, going into a woman's meridians and opening up and penetrating all of the energetic pathways. Like These formulas have been, a lot of thoughts have been given towards them, and they really work. And so, you know, as far as what my goals have been recently is like moving into more of those higher consciousness-based realities. And I think that's why we got connected. And everything you're talking about gets me so excited, because I really feel like this is the next level of empowerment for the sovereign being on Earth, to be able to tune in with themselves. And so you would say that you use similar principles of clearing the energies associated with health as you do with wealth. There's the same kind of blockages and things to tune into that need to be, have questions asked and cleared.
Absolutely. And some of it is, you know, actually a lot of it is other lifetimes, because even though I am trained in Akashic Records, I've also now, as my gifts, it seems like they just get stronger and faster the further I go, but now instead of having to do like a full, you know, process to get into those records, it just, now it's really instantaneous with being able to tap into, okay, here's a lifetime that really is in the way of, you know, you're being able to receive money without a hiccup in this lifetime. And so being able to remove that from the cellular system and to release imprints from, you know, wounding about money as a child or losing all of your money in other lifetimes or many different ones, you know, that can be very powerful to really not only heal from wounds in this or other lifetimes, but all of a sudden it really can open up where I've had feedback from some people saying, you know, I just never would have dove in out and really started my own business without cleaning this up, because I, part of my resistance to even starting it was knowing that it wasn't, you know, that I wasn't really ready in that foundational way. And it, you know, you have to have that alignment internally before anything works externally. And so being able to, you know, help people and get into those just specifics of that is just different for everybody. And what I see a lot too is being able to be out of the box, out of the norm with, you know, either what you charge, what you feel like your value is, and being able to receive that on a high level. And that's something that, you know, takes a lot of empowered reinforcement, again, to be able to say, this is what resonates as value or as my truth or the way I'm going to do it, even when it doesn't seem to fit in anywhere. And how can I just be so empowered within myself that I'm just going to be this energy and just trust that the universe is going to, you know, this will flow and be of value to assist humanity.
because there's so much disempowering going on with the programs that on this show we talk a lot about the beings who conspire to be, and they don't want this clearing and all this love, and the beings, the parasitic beings that actually feed off of the fear that is created by the separation and the wars and all of the propaganda media machine. I was just actually hanging out with David Wolf, and we were working out together and sharing cacao, and he always said that cacao could save the planet, and it's really what the world needs right now is more love, more empowerment, and these things are really what we're after here as a planet right now. So what kind of things do you do with people to help them transform their habits?
You know, that
their addictions.
Yeah, that varies per individual, but let's see, to help with, honestly, that's highly customized per person. Some people,
it is
very, it's personal. It's habits with how they're physically taking care of their body, or just where they're dropping into lower conscious habits with diet or drugs or whatever's happening. And then for other people, it's really environmental energies. 'Cause everybody, hopefully brushes their teeth and takes care of their, room, but not everybody sets themselves energetically before they start their day. And so that is another thing that I really encourage people to be more aware of, where your energy is, so that when you go out and, a couple months ago I was in New York for a media tour, and I just, there's schizophrenics, there's street people, there's all kinds of energies on every single street corner, and to just stay in that unconditional space. Let everybody be every energy they're going to be, but just to walk really right through the center without anything schmegging me, but just in that clean energy of, you have to stay really high and just butt grounded and move right through the center of it. And then what happens is it really just kind of floats around you. It doesn't bang to you, where when people go, those judgments or the resistance, I need to shield myself from all of this, and that's where it can actually gravitate in towards you. So part of just that internal awareness of where your energy is with, your workplace or your family or your community, which tends to be in different places for everyone. And that's something that can really help you to get a lot of energy back for yourself at the end of the day, because a lot of people exhaust and drain way too much responding to other people or really responding to projections from others. And especially so intuitive, as a young kid, this is part of where I had a lot of trouble in school, because I would be in class and I would have a bombardment from what was happening, not only with everybody intuitively, but also I knew what was going on in the personal life of my teacher and what was happening with this over here. And
oh, God.
So it was.
Well, I know. I had similar experiences being a triple Cancer, Sun, Moon, Rising, and even Saturn, the most supposedly intuitive sign in the zodiac. I took on everyone's stuff, and it takes a while to eliminate, to be aware of what's your stuff and what's someone else's. And again, why weren't we taught all this stuff in school, the things we were mentioning before? It's like these are tools of being a human, that obviously there isn't, there's an agenda to have us be drilled into our head, the left brain, and to learn how we've got to flush our radiator, we've got to change our oil in our car that's drilled into people's heads. But when's the last time someone flushed their gallbladder? We need to be taught this in school, that we need to cleanse our liver at least twice a year, that would be a really good thing. But no, they learn that they have to use, probably because the petrochemical industry, of course, that controls the education system wants to indoctrinate people into, they gotta flush their oil. But yeah, you know, this stuff is so crucial on being a human. And I know a lot of listeners on this show appreciate a lot of what you're saying. So yeah, you know, addictions can be a big thing, but it's the same kind of thing. What you're saying is we've got to keep our awareness open to what the trigger is rather than responding to what's happening unconsciously by almost keeping that wound open and by being aware of what it's connected to in our life or in another life. That can be extremely empowering. Yeah,
absolutely. And it does. It does take work. It's a choice that you have to keep making for the rest of your life. It's not something you get right and you're done. It is something that is ongoing. And, you know, but that's, again, that's the adventure of life, is we always have choice. And as you choose and reinforce and find that balance and find what your self-care, you know, equation is, which will change over time too, and that's okay. But that's where, you know, then you're freed up to really enjoy life and have fun and be bigger than yourself and begin to really contribute on a much higher level.
Well, you're an amazing example of that, and I know you are full on and do a lot in your life and travel around and always show up and are fully embodied and present. And so we've talked about some energetic things to keep people's energy flowing and topped off, but you have such a background in so many different disciplines and modalities. And just from a health and wellness standpoint, what are some things people can do to keep their energy up in this day and age that you just got to be so on?
You know, again, the nutritional is really, that's my go-to, is to just have a really sound, you know, just listening within, what is your body needing from moment to moment. I found that, to use that New York trip as an example, there were, I was thrilled because across the street from my hotel was a cold press organic juice place. And so I just was there and got every single one, and they had a raw cacao juice, but they had just all kinds of different green juices. And so I was there three times a day. I've never spent so much on juice in my life, but I just, that just really resonated as what worked for me. So I think if you're really open and you say, okay, universe, here's where I'm traveling, here's where I'm going, here's what, you know, my stress level is, what's the right equation for me to just find, you know, the right movement and the right food to eat and the right supplementing from season to season. And you know, I really agree with you know, David Wolf and I'm sure you yourself as well, of just the eating wild, organic, local in season as possible. I mean, that's just really easy for most everyone to do, and to be able to begin there, but then to really, again, listen to the body. If your energy is really low and you're really fatigued, then, you know, you really want to evaluate, okay, what cleanse would assist to kind of free up more energy. It's like the computer with too much RAM taken up. You've got to free that up to get that energy to move again, and then you'll be able to move forward from there, because it does take energy. And I find that the more, you know, consciousness that you develop and build, you just naturally gravitate to higher frequency people, higher frequency foods. And, you know, that's where I do love the raw cacao, because it's just such a, you know, that's one that just resonates so high for me, that it's just a really wonderful, it makes my work and my energy just extremely smooth and consistent in a way that really, really supports my work.
Yes, and we've been at these cacao ceremonies. They've just been over the top. Like, we're passing around the Guatemalan cacao, the paste, the fresh cacao pods we have out here in Hawaii that have the white pulp on the outside that's higher in the psychoactive theobromine, the food of the gods, and then passing around all kinds of cacao, our lover's bar, and just one round after another. Sometimes we get the fresh cacao juice, the elixir, the ambrosia, they call it. And by the end of these ceremonies, I mean, everyone is super high energy, super high vibes, and definitely in that heart space. I think that, this idea of like, your go-to, what you want to do when you're traveling, especially if you aren't around all kinds of fresh, fruits and vegetables and fresh pressed juices. I know New York is amazing right now. It's just going off. I have a friend who does the New York fresh pressed juice companies. But my go-to is having a green drink and a protein, bringing some kind of plant-based proteins smoothie with me to mix up in a NutriBullet or something like that, or just mix up with by hand. But I want you to know that we are coming out with a new product that is called Living Greens. And my wife wasn't really absorbing a lot of the greens products that are on the market that have just a ton of different things in them. And so we started looking at the fermented greens. And we have a product that has fermented greens with probiotics and enzymes. So look out for that soon. It's coming in the next week or so. It should be available. We'll have the first 100 at the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton in a week here. But I think you'll appreciate that one. And I just glanced over at your book. Speaking of Living Greens, it's Living the Spiral. So we have a little bit of time left here. I'd love for you to share your contact information again and talk about some of your upcoming events and maybe some of your books as well.
Sure. Thank you. Yes. And if you want to contact me or find out more information about sessions, upcoming retreats, that's all available at intuitivelifestylesuccess.com. And yes, what is coming up and is open for booking right now is actually in April, from April 12th to the 14th, I will be doing a 3-day cellular intelligence group work retreat, and that is your body-mind wellness connection, and that is going to be for all levels. Don't be intimidated if you're new to this or if, you're an advanced body worker. Usually my groups will actually magnetize both, some people from both, and the work will, really be, it really does address everyone individually. But it is going to be to help people at whatever level they're at to just really reinforce and deepen that connection and strengthen that for people to be more empowered with that body-mind connection and what that means for them and what they want to change or improve. So, that can be digestion. It can be maybe something you are battling with at the moment, or just consciousness, to be able to just improve intuition. So it can really affect all of those. And that's going to be in Big Sur, California, at the Ventana Inn, which is a gorgeous resort that is one of the top Gold List Condé Nast resorts in the U.S. It is right on the ocean and has, I think it's about 60 acres of redwood forest there. Mm. So really, really spectacular. And we're going to have just hopefully the weather will be nice where we'll be able to even do the work outdoors. And then I have it set up that I will be, again, weather permitting, able to be doing sessions outdoors, which with the redwood energy I'm very, very excited to work there. And another friend of mine was telling me also that it's just a very powerful vortex energy there. So I'm very, very excited. So there are limited spaces left for that if you have an interest. More of the program information is on my site. Or I also have released a new website called wellnessretreats.expert, which has more on different retreats there. But the most of the main information is on my main site as well. And then my book.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The We got to get together, Kathleen, for an event and do a cacao ceremony celebration at the end of one of these. Are you doing stuff all summer?
That would be wonderful. You know, right now, my daughter's graduating in May, and I have somebody looking to put a VIP trip together. So I have a couple things that are in the works. And then, you know, my client, private client schedule is, you know, that's getting busier all the time. So I'm now getting more strategic, putting things on the calendar. But yeah.
Well, we're going to be there all summer long. We're going to be on the West Coast and California area. So let's definitely stay in touch. And I really encourage anyone to, you know, get Kathleen while you can, because I have a feeling she's not going to be doing the one-on-one sessions forever. I could be wrong, but who knows? I know it was definitely a powerful experience, and I want to do some more work with her. So, Kathleen, thank you so much for being on the show, and I know we'll definitely stay in touch, and I want to get more of your work out to people, because I feel it's so crucial at this time for people to be empowered with this kind of work.
Thank you so much, Sky. Absolutely. And yours as well. Your work, we're all in this together. So everybody has a crucial, you know, additive that is of equal importance and value. And so I thank you so much for not only the opportunity to share today, but just for your continued just excellence in your raw foods and everything, because that really is just such a support for... So we all stay naturally high.
Well, awesome. On that note, I will just release a new product coming out. We have a new Lover's Bar, and it's the CBD Bar. So it is 72 milligrams of cannabidiol that binds to the same receptor sites as cannabinoids like THC, but there's 0% THC, and I believe the real medicine in that plant, this comes from a hemp-derived CBD, that's where it's at. And it's amazing how people are receiving that medicine. So look out for that. And I just want to thank you again for being on the show, and look forward to seeing you all at the Conscious Life Expo, anyone in the LA area, this next weekend. And with that, sending a big aloha from Hawaii. Take care, everyone. Enjoy my wife's song here from her album Wisdom of the Ages, and this is Healing of the Ancestors. Very appropriate for right now, because I know you work with the ancestors, Kathleen, and so enjoy, everyone.
These webs that we have woven, healing, changing, this is the healing of our ancestors.